先弟兄帶領我哋唱呢首嘅詩歌，呢度話侍奉耶穌真快樂。
There is this hymn that our brother just led us to sing. There is joy in serving Jesus.
我唔知係咪因為坐喺前邊咧，我唔係幾聽到後邊你哋唱成點。
I don't know if it's for the reason that I'm sitting in front, but I could not hear much of brothers and sisters. And I feel that there is not much joy as we were singing. I don't know if you have that same feeling. As we're serving the Lord,
不是在这里说到做着每一件事情。
It's not a particular thing that we're doing.
实在是讲到我们是一个服侍神的人。
But in fact, it speaks of us being a servant of God, serving the Lord.
作为一个服侍神的人。
As one who is serving God,
你在神面前，你是不是没有喜乐？
Now before God, in His presence, are you filled with joy?
好像大家的面都好像很长哦。
Now it seems like our faces are drawn long, and that doesn't seem to show much joy. So I wanted to sing it once again. But regardless, may the word of God, may the hymn remind us. That as we serve together in God's presence, His joy will fill us.
请我们打开约翰福音，对不住，是约书亚记。
Let us open up to the book of Joshua.
约书亚记第二十八章。
Joshua chapter 21.
我们读几节的经文，我们由第一节读到第三节，然后四十一节到四十五节。
Well, we read a few verses, chapter 21, verses 1 through 3, and then verse 41 through 45.
约书亚记第二十一章。
Joshua chapter
21. 找到的请听我读。
Please listen as I read if you have found it.
那时利未人的众长老来到祭司以利亚撒和嫩的儿子约书亚，并以色列各支派的族长面前，在迦南地的示罗对他们说，从前耶和华藉着摩西吩咐给我们城邑居住，并城邑的郊野可以牧养我们的牲畜，于是以色列人照耶和华所吩咐的，从自己的地业中将以下所记的城邑和城邑的郊野给了利未人。
Then came near the heads of the fathers of the Levites unto Eleazar the priest, and unto Joshua the son of Nun, and unto the heads of the fathers of the tribes of the children of Israel. And they spake unto them at Shiloh in the land of Canaan, saying,The Lord commanded by the hand of Moses to give us cities to dwell in, with the suburbs thereof for our cattle. And the children of Israel gave unto the Levites out of their inheritance at the commandment of the Lord these cities and their suburbs.
41.
Verse 41.
利未人在以色列人的地业中所得的城共48座。并有属城的郊野，这些城四围都有属城的郊野，城城都是如此。这样，耶和华将从前向他们列祖起誓所应许的全地赐给以色列人，他们就得了为业，住在其中。耶和华照着向他们列祖起誓所应许的一切话，使他们四境平安，他们一切仇敌中。没有一人在他们面前站立得住，耶和华把一切仇敌都交在他们手中。耶和华应许赐福给以色列家的话，一句也没有落空，都应验了。
Verse 41. All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the children of Israel were 48 cities with their suburbs. These cities were every one with their suburbs round about them. Thus were all these cities. And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land which he swore to give unto their fathers, and they possessed it and dwelt therein. And the Lord gave them rest round about, according to all that he swore unto their fathers, and there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. There failed not aught of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. All came to pass. Let's bow for the word of prayer.
主啊，我哋感谢你，让我哋又一次嚟到你嘅面前。
Lord, we thank thee that once again we can come into thy presence.
主啊，愿意你向我哋说话。Lord,
may you speak to us.
主啊，早晨嘅时候，我哋都嚟到你嘅面前，我哋敬听。Lord,
this morning we come into thy presence and we listen.
主啊，打开我哋嘅心门。Lord,
open up the hearts, the doors to our heart.
打开我哋嘅窍。
When you open up our understanding,
让我们一同在你的面前来到学习的时候，主啊，你来到充满我们。
So as we come together in your presence to learn, that you will fill us.
主啊，愿意将这段时间都交给你。
Lord, we commit this time into thy hand.
愿你的同在显明在我们中间。
And may thy presence be made known in our midst.
愿你得着荣耀。
And may you be glorified.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 剛才我們讀的經文，約書亞記，
the passage we just read in Joshua chapter 21.
相信弟兄姊妹你好容易的就明白到，這一段的話是講到利未人他們在神的手中接過來，他們居住的地方。
I believe it would be very easily understood by brothers and sisters. This passage tells us of the cities which the Levites received for them to dwell in.
他们之所以能够得到一些居住的地方,
the fact that they were able to obtain these cities to dwell in,
因为圣经说以色列人是按照神的吩咐将从自己的地业中间分一些给利未人,
as the scripture tells us that it was the Levites, out of their inheritance at the commandment of the Lord, gave these cities and their suburbs for the Levites to dwell in.
那所以今早早我和弟兄姊妹交通的题目是一同分享神的恩典。
Therefore, the topic of my sharing with brothers and sisters this morning is that we shall all come to enjoy of God's grace together.
首先就是说我们看见利未人在
First, we need to look at what the Levites have amongst the Israelites.
利未人是以色列十二个支派当中的一个支派。
Now, the Levites were one of the 12 tribes of Israel.
是神特登拣选他们出来。
And God especially have chosen them out to be his servants. And for the Levites, they have such a right.
是因为神特别的,
it is because of the special choosing of God.
And
it is also the result of the Levites choosing God.
我们记得当以色列人出埃及,
Now we remember when the Israelites left Egypt,
神带领他们行走这个旷野的路,
and as God was leading them on the way in the wilderness,
去到西乃山,
when they were at Mount Sinai,
神要将他的律法上赐给以色列人,
God was to give his law unto the Israelites.
所以神叫摩西上到山上边,
and God asked Moses to go up onto the mountain.
在山上边, 来到将律法讲给这个攀布下来，先给这个摩西知道。And
on the mountain, God gave the law unto Moses.
圣经就说，当摩西迟延未下来的时候,
the Bible tells us when Moses tarried and did not go down the mountain,
他在下边山下边等这班的以色列人就等得不耐烦。
Then the Israelites were waiting on the foot of the mountain, they were impatient.
他就以为，哎呀，这个摩西去，不知去了哪边。
And they thought to themselves, where has Moses gone?
啊，又都不知，啊，这位是不是这位神？ 带领我哋出埃及嘅。
And we don't know, is this the God who have led us out of Egypt?
于是佢哋自己呢就去整一个金牛仔。
Thus, they made for themselves a golden calf.
就话呢只牛。牛仔是带领我们出埃及的。
To worship the golden calf and say, this is the one who led us out of Egypt.
所以为了这件事情神的愤怒临到他们。
Therefore, because of this, the wrath of God came upon them.
神要将所有的以色列人来到灭绝。
God was to wipe out, blot out all the Israelites.
但是摩西在神的面前求情。
But Moses pleaded before God.
求神赦免佢哋。
For asking God for forgiveness.
所以当摩西喺嗰个时候，佢喺营门中间嘅时候，佢就宣告话：有边一个人愿意嚟到耶和华嘅面前
？Therefore, when Moses was in the camp, he proclaimed then, "Who is on the Lord's side to come into the presence of the Lord?"
咁当时就只有利未嘅子孙嚟到神的这边。
At that time, it was only the Levites who came onto the Lord's side.
因此神就用着利未这个支派，利未的子孙来执行那个审判。
Therefore, God used Levi and his descendants to execute that judgment.
神就这样来拣选和分别出利未的支派或者利未的子孙来到专来服侍他。
And that is how it came about that God chose Levi and his descendants to serve him.
如果我们读民数记呢，我就很清楚地知道利未人他的职责是什么。
Now if we were to read through Numbers, the details for us, what were the responsibilities, the duties of the Levites?
神说我要拣选这些利未的子孙，利未人，来专是做执行服侍神的工作。
It tells us that God chose Levi and his descendants, that is the Levites, to serve the Lord, to minister unto the Lord.
正是在会幕的里面来办理会幕的事情。
That they were to serve him in the matters of the tabernacle.
我们知道会幕是神和人中间，神住在人的中间。
We know that the tabernacle signifies for us that God dwells in the midst of man.
并且藉着会幕与人来到有交往。
And it is through the tabernacle that God communes with men.
实在的话，神的祝福要临到去人的中间的。
In reality, it is that the blessing of God will come upon men.
咁利未人就是在这个这样的范围里面来到服侍。
And it is in this condition which the Levites come to serve.
服侍神。
To serve God.
也都服侍人。
And to serve men.
咁仲有呢，就是在他们安营啊，即系停落嚟嚟到喺嗰度作营嘅时候，利未人佢哋系佢哋嘅居住嘅地方系围绕住呢个会幕嚟居住嘅。
And each time the Israelites will encamp, it is that the Levites would surround the tabernacle and make their camp.
所以民数记嗰度亦都同我哋讲话。他们这样的安排是免得愤怒临到以色列人。
It also tells us in Numbers that this arrangement for the Levites to encamp this way was lest the anger of the Lord be upon the Israelites.
原因就是说如果没有利未人那个围绕或者保护呢，可能很多的闲杂的人会走到去会幕的里面惹神的震怒。惹神的震怒的时候，以色列人就遭殃。
In other words, that tells us that the Levites encamped around the tabernacle for the protection of the Israelites, lest anyone who were not to approach the tabernacle did so, and that would provoke the anger of the Lord and bring harm among the Israelites.
所以利未人在神的工作，神自己的作为的里头起了一个这样的作用。
Therefore, the service of the Levites in the work of God had this function.
按照人来看呢，这一班的利未人是很有功劳的。
Now, according to man's viewpoint, then perhaps these Levites have a lot of merit.
又被神这样看重的。
And they were looked heavily upon by God.
亦是这么 我们讲到话很帮得手的一班人。
If we were to use a Chinese term to say that they are very helpful.
按着人来看,这班人应该有很好的报酬啊。
In man's viewpoint, then, of course, then, being so helpful as they are to be repaid well.
所以当以色列人入到去迦南地的时候,
now, when the Israelites went into the land of Canaan,
我们觉得应该给他相反的报酬,或者给多些地方他们作为他们的产业。
Perhaps we think we should give them a double portion, or give them more of the inheritance for their enjoyment.
但是非常的奇怪,
but strangely enough,
当神在那里宣布说,以色列人某一个支派,哪一个支派得到哪一个地方来作为他们的产业的时候,
as God proclaimed to each of the tribe of Israel which land is their portion, as God went down the list.
居然间,利未人,神说明说,他们没有任何的属地的产业。
Surprisingly enough, God said that the Levites did not have any inheritance.
利未人没有任何的产业。
Now that the Levites did not have any inheritance.
没有任何属地的产业。
There was no inheritance of the land.
但是神又说,跟着说,
but God continues to say,
耶和华就是他们的产业。
That the Lord himself is their inheritance.
神自己,
that God himself is their inheritance.
所谓产业的意思是属地的产业,是包括你所拥有的财富,房屋,田产,儿女,甚至乎你工作各方面。Now,
the earthly inheritance, of course, includes all your possessions, whether it be land, wealth, or family, or children, everything that you own.
就是你手里面所拥有的,你以那些东西,
that is everything you possess in your hands. That is the basis which you live by.
这个就是你的产业。
And that much is your inheritance.
但以色列人个个都有他的地方居住，个个都有他的房屋田产。
Now the Israelites, everyone had their own inheritance, their own land, and their own houses.
唯有
but it was only the Levites that did not.
原来利未人的产业不是眼所见得到的。
That is because the inheritance of the Levites is not that which is seen.
也都不是物质的东西。
It is not something that is material.
利未人的产业是什么?
What is the inheritance of the Levites?
是神的自己。
It is God himself.
那这个是属天的。
Now this is heavenly.
什么意思呢, 弟兄姐妹?
Now, what does that mean, brothers and sisters?
他那份的产业,如果是,譬如说, 100亩, 这样。
Now, for example, if there's inheritance of 100 acres,
对那些以色列人说, 他的财富就是100亩的地方。
As to the Israelites, that is all their possessions is 100 acres.
如果他是拥有整个city,
if their inheritance is the entire city,
他的财富就是这个整个city,是吧?
And that is their possession, merely that city.
利未人所拥有的不是地上的东西。
What the Levites inherit is not the matters of this world.
是神的自己。
It is God himself.
弟兄姊妹想想,
now, brothers and sisters, consider this.
如果神他自己只是这么多的,
now, if God himself is just merely a little bit,
利未他们的产业就是只有这么多。
Then that is all that is the inheritance for the Levites.
那如果神他自己是丰满的,是丰富的,是无限的,
yet if God himself is rich, is abundant, is infinite,
那利未人他们的产业,他们所拥有的, 就是无限的丰富。
Then that is the very inheritance of the Levites, which is infinite.
如果神是那个永远的神,
now, if God is that eternal God,
利未人的产业就是永远的,
then the inheritance of the Levites are eternal.
是吗,
is that so, brothers and sisters?
所以当利未人在地上神宣告说他们没有产业, 但是神却给他们一个更加丰盛的产业,
Therefore, brothers and sisters, when God proclaimed that the Levites would not have an earthly inheritance, that is because God Himself is their inheritance, which is much more abundant. God wants us to see one thing today. Yes, our sight can be fixed upon many earthly things, many physical things. But God desires for us to see one thing. God wants us to understand one thing. That is, our heavenly inheritance is much more precious, far more precious than any earthly inheritance. Because our God Himself is much more precious and greater value than anything of all things.
当我们唱刚才的诗歌,
now, when we just sang that particular hymn, there is joy in serving Jesus.
弟兄姊妹,
that's why, brothers and sisters, I ask you if you truly have that joy.
虽然利未人没有承受到在地上有产业,
now, even though the Levites did not enjoy of earthly inheritance,
但是, 我们的神并没有让他们流离失所,
but God did not allow them to be lost and wandering without a home.
所以神就在百姓的当中, 在以色列人的当中, 就吩咐, 将一些的, 地产, 或者将一些的城, 将一些的财, 来分给, 利未人。
Therefore, at the Lord's command, from the inheritance of the Israelites, of the people, that they were to give cities to the Levites. Now, not only the cities to dwell in, but also the suburbs thereof. Now, where we read verse 41.
就说, 利未人在以色列人的产业当中得了的城, 48座城。
All the cities of the Levites within the possession of the children of Israel were 40 and 8 cities.
并且属城的郊野,
with their suburbs.
四围都是属城的郊野,
and the cities were surrounded by the suburbs.
那么我们就看见神自己的丰富呢,
therefore, we're able to see the richness of God is far surpassing than what our imagination is. That is much of the passage we did not read in chapter 21, which we mentioned last time about the city of refuge. Those six cities are also included in these 48 cities.
记得吗,弟兄姊妹,我们讲屠城的时候,讲屠城是什么呀?是恩典的安排,是吗?
Now, brothers and sisters, do you recall when we mentioned about the city of refuge, they speak of the arrangement of God's grace.
是救赎的预表吗?
It is a type of His deliverance, His salvation.
其实是所有的城当中最好的那几座城。
That is the best of all these cities.
如今全国最好的那几座城给了利未人来居住,
now the very best of all the cities in the nation are given for the Levites to dwell in.
那你说他们所承受的恩典是怎样的呢?
Now you say, what is the grace which has been bestowed upon them?
我们感谢主,利未人果然在以色列人当中成为了一个保护。
We thank God that indeed the Levites have become a protection amongst the Israelites. And the Levites also have become a blessing for the Israelites. That is because the Levites not only dwell in these six cities, but they are also dispersed amongst many of the cities of the Israelites to dwell there.
没错,他们是寄居在那个地方,
yes, they sojourn there.
但是他们的存在, 成为咗以色列人嘅祝福。
But because of their presence there, they have become the blessing of the Israelites.
但愿我哋今日喺主嘅面前。
May it be for us in the Lord's presence today.
都被提醒一件事情。
We would be reminded of one thing.
就系话我哋所有喺神面前蒙恩嘅，都系一个服侍神嘅。
That is all of us who have been saved by grace. We are those who serve God.
都系要带嚟神嘅祝福。
That is, we are to bring forth the blessing and protection of God to others.
以色列人在神的面前蒙恩。
The Israelites receive grace before God.
以色列人凭着应许，他们得到居住的地方。
The Israelites, according to God's promise, receive the land for their inheritance.
这个主的恩典。
This is the Lord's grace.
让我们看见利未人在神的面前所蒙的恩。
And we can see the grace which the Levites were bestowed by God is even greater.
但我要从另外一个角度来看。
Now, well, let us look at this from another angle.
就看到这班以色列人他们在神面前那个的操作。
Let's look at the functions of the Israelites before God.
当利未人来到约书亚长老的面前来到提说就是要求他们的地方的时候。
That is when the Levites came to Joshua and the elders to make this request for the land.
21章的第三节就说于是以色列人照耶和华所吩咐的从自己的地业中将以下所记的城邑和城邑的郊野交给利未人。
Chapter 21 verse 3 And the children of Israel gave unto the Levites out of their inheritance at the commandment of the Lord these cities and their suburbs.
当中有一句说话就话从自己的地业中给了利未人。
And in the midst of this, it says, gave unto the Levites out of their inheritance.
这句说话真是我觉得很有享用。
Now I find much enjoyment in these words.
这个是一个非常好的一个的见证。
This is such a beautiful testimony.
什么见证？
Now, what testimony is this?
就是同弟兄一同嘅分享神自己嘅恩典。
That is to share the grace of God with the brethren.
你谂清楚一谂深一层。
Now consider this a little deeper.
当佢哋话从自己嘅地业嘅当中将一部分嘅拎出嚟。
That is out of their inheritance they took forth to offer.
实在系一个唔容易做嘅一件事情嘅。
This is in fact something not easy to do.
照人嘅本性啊。
Now, according to man's own nature,
是不是就是说在你的拥有的里面减去了一些
Would that mean to take of your own possession, all that you have, to decrease that by a certain amount?
你当然喜欢人给你但是如果要你 给人的话你的感觉是怎样
Of course, you love for others to give unto you, but for you to give unto others, how would that feel?
我哋中间好多嘅细路哥啊，我时时都同佢哋玩嘅。
Now we have much children in our midst, and I often would play with them.
嗰次唔知边个细路哥就揸住啲糖。
Now there was this one particular child in her hand were some candy.
我话俾我食啊。
I said, oh, why don't you give me some candy?
你知点啊
？You know what happened?
即刻收翻喺后边。
So the child hit the candy.
拧拧下头。
And shook her head.
不
給 wouldn't give the candy.
那裡呢媽咪看到了。
Now the mom saw that.
媽咪說快點拿出來給爸爸。
Now please take your candy out and give it to William.
那他死氣這樣拿出來。
So reluctantly the child took the candy out.
那其實不是只是小孩哥是這樣。
Now in fact this not only applies to children.
我們大人都是這樣。所有的人都是這樣。
Even for adults, everyone is that way.
你要在你的所有的里面减去一点。
It is from your own belongings to take some away.
这个很难做的。
This is something very difficult.
但这里有一班以色列人。
But here there's a group of Israelites.
他们接受这个吩咐。
They accepted this command.
他们作了。
And they did so.
我觉得在这件事情上面。
I feel upon this matter.
我相信他们是认识恩典的。
I feel there are those who know grace.
因为他们认识恩典,
Because they know grace,
所以他们能够将他们手里面所有的拿出来。
They're able to bring forth what belongs to them and offer it out.
你知道, 他们今天能够进入去迦南地, 能够得到迦南地来作为他们的产业。
They know the fact that they're able to enter the land of Canaan and receive the land of Canaan as their inheritance today.
通通是白白的恩典。
It is all free grace.
不是因为他们做了什么?
Not because of their own work.
也不是因为他们有什么特别的权柄。
Not because of their any special authority given to them.
那是因为神的应许。
But it is by the promise of God.
是神赐给他们的。
It is given to them by God.
因为神曾经从亚伯拉罕他的祖宗
Because God made this covenant with their forefather Abraham.
所以这帮以色列人,他们生出来,
Therefore, for the Israelites, even at birth, they are those who are blessed by grace.
我们说,注定他们有产业。
Now we can put it this way, they're destined to receive inheritance.
他们是这样的被带进,
This is the matter, the fashion which they were to let in.
因为恩典,他们愿意将这个他们手中的产业另一部分出来。
Now, because of grace, they are willing to offer all of their inheritance.
也都是因着权柄,认识权柄。
It is also because they know authority.
接受权柄。
To accept that authority.
以至到他们将他们手里面一部分的东西。
That they're willing to offer their inheritance forth.
你知道吗? 我跟那个小孩说,给个糖,你不要吃了,给我吧。
Now I said to the child, give me the candy, you don't eat it and let me have it.
她不给啊?
She won't give it.
因为我的说话不是权柄。
Because my words are not authority.
但是妈咪来叫呢?
But when the mom said so,
妈咪的话就是权柄。
The mom's words has authority.
当他认识到这个权柄的时候,
and when the child understood that authority,
他接受这个权柄,
and accepts that authority,
他就将这个糖拿出来,
then she would give forth the candy.
明白吗?
Do you understand, brothers and sisters?
以色列人当时是这样一个,
this is the situation with the Israelites.
但我又觉得这个非常非常的宝贵,
but this is truly very precious.
能够在他自己的拥有里面, 拿一部分出来,
out of their own possession that they gave forth.
因为他们知道,
Because they know what is grace.
真是的,他们没有做过什么来得到这个地方。
That is true. In fact, they did not do anything to receive the land.
那么没有任何的功劳的底下,得着这些东西,却如今因着看见我是白白的,我却愿意将它拿出来。
Under the foundation of having no merit at all that they received this freely by grace, they were willing to offer it out.
所以在这一点上面,我要插出去讲一讲。
Therefore, upon this particular point, I want to go off tangent a bit.
讲什么呢? 讲这个奉献的问题。
What is it that I want to share upon? It is this matter of offering.
特别提到这个, 钱财的奉献。
Especially upon monetary offering.
我们很多时候都这样看。
Now, many a times, we'll view it this way.
当然不是全部是这样看,但是很多时候,不觉的这个思想就出来。
Of course, we may not view it as a whole in this way, but many a times, subconsciously, such thoughts would come forth.
就是要我奉献,要我给钱出来,将我银包的钱拿出来。
That is, I need to offer, I need to take of my money out of my own pocket to give forth.
那么即是说我
In other words, I have lost out. I have a decrease.
是不是这样?
Is that the case?
我们看一下主的圣经。
Let us look at a passage.
历代志上, 第29章。
First Chronicles, chapter 29.
第历代志上28、29那几章呢,就讲到什么呢? 讲到大卫他为神来预备这个做圣殿的材料的事情。
Now, 1 Chronicles chapters 28 and 29 is the passages that show us about how David prepared for the building of the temple.
大卫愿意, 也就想, 为神来做建起呢个圣殿。
Now David was willing and desired to build this temple for the Lord.
但是神话你手里边满咗鲜血。
But God said that David's hands were bloody.
所以佢唔可以为神嚟做圣殿，要俾佢个仔所罗门就可以。
That it would not be him building the temple, but his son Solomon who is to build the temple.
所以呢，大卫呢就为着圣殿嚟预备好多建筑嘅材料。
Therefore, David prepared much of the material for the building of the temple.
并且呢，带动所有呢啲以色列人，佢将呢啲材料呢啲嘅东西献过俾神。
And also, David led four of the Israelites to offer willingly much of the materials for the building.
嗰度预备咗好多好多人又拎奉献咗好多。
And many were willing to offer and much were prepared for the building.
所以呢，大卫就讲咁样嘅说话。
Therefore, David said these words.
二十九章十四节。
Chapter 29, verse 14.
大卫话：我算什么呢？我嘅民算乜嘢呢？竟能如此乐意奉献，因为万物都从你而来，我们把从你而得的献给你。
But who am I, and what is my people, that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? For all things came from thee, and of thine own have we given thee.
并且呢，十六节话，我哋只预备咁多许多嘅材料，为要要为你嘅圣名建造殿宇，都系从你而嚟嘅，都系属于你嘅。
And verse 16 says, O Lord, our God, all this store that we have prepared to build thee a house for thine own holy name cometh of thy hand and is of thine own.
你睇见下弟兄姊妹，当人思想到奉献嘅时候，就系拎出嚟。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, do you see very naturally when we consider offering, we think of we're giving out, bringing forth our own.
喺我嘅财富嘅里边。減少咗一部分。
In my own possessions, now there is a decrease.
但是大衛所睇見嘅係乜嘢呢？
But what is it that David saw?
佢睇見嘅，即使喺我嘅袋裏面嘅我嘅財富，都唔係我嘅。
David saw that even my own possessions, that which is in my own pocket, is not mine.
都係從神嗰度而嚟嘅。
But it is from you.
係神擺喺你喺呢個袋裏邊。
It is God who have put that in your pocket。
係神俾過你嘅。
It is God who has given that to you。
好啦，如今神俾過我嘅，我將一部分俾翻神。
Now I'm giving a part of all that God has given me back to God。
聽住咪？呢個就係奉獻。
Brothers and sisters, this is offering。
呢個係真正嘅奉獻嘅意義。
This is the true meaning of offering。
神俾過我哋嘅。
God has given unto us.
我哋冇法子数得到。
It is countless.
但系如今我哋从神手里边接过嚟嘅呢啲东西嘅里边，攞一部分出嚟俾翻神。
But all that we have received from the hand of God, we are offering back a part of what He has given us.
呢个就系奉献。
That is offering.
呢个系神所喜悦。
And that is pleasing to God.
亦都系神所要。
And that is what God desires.
求主帮助我哋。
And may the Lord help us.
俾我哋睇见，我哋嘅奉献唔系减少我哋嘅财富。
That He would show us our offering is not a decrease of our possession.
我哋嘅奉献系将神俾过我哋嘅，我哋交翻一啲俾佢。
But our offering is given back to God what He has given us.
实在系噶，你身上边冇一样嘢，冇一件嘢系属于你自己。
That is true. There is not one thing which belongs to us that is not given unto us by God.
都是神给你的。
It is all given to us by God.
无论你物质属物质的东西，属你的智慧、你的聪明，各方面都不是你自己的。
Whatever it is that we possess, whether it be material things that we have, or even things like our wisdom and what we are, it's from God.
如今神的要求就是你将神所给过你的，你将一部分来献回给神。
Now what God requires of you is to give back to God what He has given to you.
这样令神很高兴。
And that would be pleasing unto God.
难怪大卫在神的面前是这么蒙恩。
And that is why David was so blessed in God's presence.
当我那个女儿小的时候，她有一次去field trip。
Now, when my daughter, when she was young, one time she went on a field trip.
咁佢翻嚟嘅时候咧，就买咗一样嘢俾我哋。
When she came home from the field trip, she bought something for Esther and myself.
咁啊，买咩咧？就买一个咁嘅钵仔嘅碗仔咁。
Now, what should she buy? It was a small bowl, a vessel, which she bought.
其实咧，到而家为止咧，都几廿年啦。我觉得呢个碗都冇乜用。
In fact, it has been decades, and we didn't find any use for this vessel, this bowl, which she gave us.
就一直都摆喺嗰度嘅。
We have always placed it there at home.
咁记得当时佢买翻嚟嘅时候，我哋就觉得啊，好高兴啊！
I recall when she bought that home for us, we were very joyful about it.
咁我就问佢，你喺边度搵钱买呢个嘢？
So we asked her, so where did you get the money to buy this bowl, this gift?
咁佢话妈咪俾嘅。
Oh, mommy gave it to me.
哦，原来妈咪俾嘅钱买翻嚟俾我。
So the story is, mom gave her the money to buy this for me.
但问题系咩？唔系嗰样嘢有冇用
？But where is the issue? The issue is not whether that bowl is useful or not.
而系嗰一份嘅心。
But it is the heart, the intention of it.
佢将我哋俾佢嘅钱去买呢一样嘢，送翻俾我。
She used the money which we gave to her to buy a gift back for us.
咁于是呢件事情令得我哋非常嘅开心。
Therefore, of course, this made us very joyful.
喺我嚟睇好似冇乜用嘅。
For me, it seems as if this bowl was not of much use.
但喺佢呢
？But for her,
佢系一个准确嘅心思。
She had the right heart.
我哋今日喺神嘅面前。
For us in God's presence today,
我哋亦都应该系存呢个咁样嘅心态。
We ought to have such the same attitude.
因为知道恩典。
Because we know grace.
因为承认权柄
and we accept His authority.
弟兄姊妹奉献
brothers and sisters offering
实在是宣告神的主权
it is indeed for us to proclaim of God's sovereignty.
我再讲
I say again,
世界上边没有任何一样的东西是属于我们的
in this world there is nothing of our own.
都是从神那里而来的
it is all from God.
你的生命
your life.
你的财富你的智慧
your possession, your wisdom,
都是从那里神而来的
they are all from God.
从神而来的我们归回神
all that is from God belongs to God, we give back to God.
于是神就恩待我们
therefore, God would be gracious to us.
还有一件就是奉献我们必须是要甘心不要勉强
another matter of offering is we have to do so willingly, not coerced.
我哋嗰次交通聚会咪讲过啦。
We have shared this during the sharing meeting.
圣经亦都咁样提。
And this is what is mentioned in the Bible.
我哋要甘心乐意，唔好勉强。
It must be willingly, volunteer, and not cheerfully, and not forced.
咁样喺咁样嘅作，然后喺神嘅面前蒙纪念。
When it's done so in this way, then it is remembered by God.
如果我哋唔舍得我哋嘅勇士
，We are not willing to.Let go.
会带来给我们很大的亏损。
It will bring forth much lack, much shortcoming from us.
不单止我们受亏损，神的工作也都没法子来发展。
Not have we only come short ourselves, but also the work of God will suffer.
所以奉献这件事，尤其是特别是财物的奉献。
Therefore, this matter of offering, especially monetary offering,
是引来更大的祝福的。
Would only bring forth a greater blessing upon us.
有一个弟兄跟我交通。
There is this brother who shared with me.
他是一个做一个小生意的。
He is one in a small business.
他说呢他学了这个钱财的奉献呢因为他看了一个见证。
He shared with me how he learned this lesson of monetary offering is because he saw this testimony.
因为见到那个肢体呢他将他应该有的奉献给神以后神就很大的祝福。
He shared that he saw another brethren offer that which he ought to have to God, and because of that, he received a greater blessing.
所以在他的生意里面呢就 日日日嘅增加。
Therefore, in his business, he continued to increase.
咁我弟兄睇过呢个见证咧，佢又话：啊，我都想学。
And so this brother saw that testimony and said, "Oh, I want to learn that as well."
佢话我开头我呢个心思系错嘅。
He shared that at the beginning, I did so with a wrong intent.
因为佢睇见乜嘢咧？佢系睇见如果学嗰、那个见证嘅弟兄话。如果我奉献十蚊，神百倍嘅偿还，俾翻一千蚊我。
That is because in his first intention was that if I did so like that brother, I offer to God, God will bless me even greater. So if I gave $10 to God, God will bless me with $1,000.
哇，咁好抵。
Oh, so that's a great deal.
佢就系咁样嘅奉献。
And that is how he offered.
咁佢话佢呢个观念系。
He shared that at the beginning, such a thought he had to imitate that brother in that way was wrong.
但是他会错，但是神不会错。
Now, even though that brother was wrong, God will not do wrong.
后来呢，当他这样去奉献的时候，神真的祝福他。
Later on, when he offered in this way, God did bless him.
于是他的生意呢，越做越大，越做越大。
As a result, his business grew bigger and bigger.
神会祝福佢，但系神仍然嘅要教导佢。
God will bless him, yet God will still to teach him.
所以呢，到佢同我交通嘅时候
，So at the time when he shared with me，
佢话我已经学咗一个功课。
Now I've already learned this lesson。
我系唔应该咁样嘅心态去奉献。
I ought not to offer with such a heart an intention。
因为佢系用利益。嗰、那个咁样嘅结果嚟到作奉献
，because he offered with the attitude of receiving gain from it。
但神最后都将佢改变过嚟啦吓。
But at last God changed his heart。
所以当佢回头嘅时候
，therefore when he reflected and looked back，
佢话我系错嘅
，I did wrong， but God did not do wrong。
神俾过我哋嘅恩典。
All the blessing which God has given unto us.
其实我哋系白白嘅受咗。
It is all received freely.
我哋嘅心思仍然系睇到嗰个回报有几多嚟到作。
Yet our focus is always on the repayment. How much will I get back when we do certain things?
所以喺律法嘅上面个要求系十分之一。
Therefore, under the law, it is 1/10.
我哋今日喺恩典里面嘅弟兄姊妹，我哋嘅奉献唔止十分之一。
Brothers and sisters, for us under grace today, our offering is not 1/10.
而且呢个所谓十分之一系最低最低嘅要求。
In fact, this requirement of 1/10 is the very bare minimum.
我哋嘅奉献系应该几多
？What ought to be our offering?
应该十分之十。
It should be 100%.
我哋已经讲过，我哋身上冇一样嘢系我哋自己应得嘅，系我哋自己揾得翻嚟嘅。
If I have said none, anything that we have belongs to us，
都系恩典，神俾过你嘅，赐俾你嘅。
It is all by grace given to us freely by grace。
所以当我哋要回报所谓回报，唔系回报，所谓去报答嘅时候
，Therefore, when we are to pay our vow to repay in that way，
十分之一。
That 1/10 won't cut it.
神救咗我哋，我哋本来死嘅。
God has saved us, which we were destined to perish.
但如今神俾我哋永生。
But now God has given us eternal life.
你话呢一个恩典点样报呢
？Now, how do you repay such a grace?
所以我哋嘅奉献，岂唔系要十分之十咩
？Therefore, our offering ought to be 100%.
但愿我哋真系睇到呢一个神嘅心意。
May we truly be able to see this heart of God。
并且圣经里边马拉基书就同我哋讲话，如果我哋系咁样去奉献，你睇下神就会将天上面嘅窗户打开，倾福俾你。
It also tells us in Malachi then for God to say to test him to see if he would not open the windows of heaven.To pour forth abundantly upon our storage barns.
他愿意我们都在主的面前被光照。
And may we be all enlightened in God's presence.
奉献不是在我们的中间减少了我们一些的东西。
That offering is not taking anything away from us for our possessions to decrease.
而是增加我们在神面前的蒙福。
But it is in fact to increase our blessing before God.
好了，回来以色列人。
Now let's go back amongst the Israelites.
他们活在爱和顺服的当中。
They live under the submission of love and submission.
于是呢，神就赐福给他们。
Therefore, God blessed them.
当他们这样做的时候，
When they did so in this way,
耶和华应许赐福给以色列家的话，一句也没有落空，都应验了。
Verse 45, there fell not aught of any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel, all came to pass.
神赐福给他们。
God blessed them.
神讲过的，
all that God has spoken, all came to pass.
咁弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你说这个是哪里找的呢？
Then, where do you find such a thing?
除了在主的里面。
Unless it is in the Lord,
除非我们信服。在祂的心意里面，
Unless we submit under His will,
我们的生活就不得平坦。
Otherwise, our life will not be smooth and prosper.
于是他们在他自己的地业当中拎一部分出来给了利未人。
Out of their own inheritance, they gave forth unto the Israelites, the Levites.
有一点要提的就是说，神一直的是提醒他们要纪念他们中间的利未人。
God has another point I need to mention is that God continually mentioned to them that they must remember the Levites in their midst.
他说住在你们中间的利未人，你不要丢弃他们。
That do not forsake the Levites amongst your midst.
这样在你手上所办的事就得着圆满。
Then all that is in the work of your hands shall be fulfilled.
就赐福给你手所办嘅一切嘅事情。
And all the work of your hand shall prosper.
神要善待呢啲利未人。
That is to deal kindly with the Levites.
因为呢啲利未人系服侍神嘅。
That is because these Levites are those who serve God.
旧约嘅时候讲到利未人，即系今日我哋新约嘅全时间服侍神嘅人。
The Levites speak of those who serve God in the Old Testament. Of course, in the New Testament, is those who serve God on a full-time basis.
但愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
让我们都体贴到神这个心意。
May we be mindful of this desire of God.
爱护神自己的服侍神的人。
To love and care for those who serve God.
亦都愿意分享主自己的恩典在神的儿女们中间。
And also willing to share for the enjoyment of brothers and sisters of the grace of God.
求主祝福你。
May God bless us.
奉我们的祈祷。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们再一次的多谢你。
Lord, once again, we want to thank thee.
主啊，你不是看重人手里面能够为你做多少的工。
You do not focus upon how much work we're able to do for you with our hands.
你在乎人愿否信服在你自己的心意的里面。
But you regard if we're willing to submit ourselves under your will.
主啊，但愿你用着以色列人他们的学习，今天提醒我们。
Lord, may you use the lessons which the Israelites learned to remind us.
让我们在你的面前更加的蒙福。
So that we would receive a greater blessing in your presence.
主啊，你自己的作为也在神的言语当中要额外的彰显。
And Lord, may your work be especially made known amongst our midst.
我们愿意所有的荣耀颂赞都再次归返给你。
And may all the glory and praises once again be given back unto thee.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
In the Lord Jesus' name we pray. Amen.